This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Smarty Pants
this morning. Smarty I'm shaking pants. It up a little bit. Oh. We're doing
Shake the Tree.
Doing yeah, little, with a shimmy.
Who shake am your I, letters. Who am I oh, riddles.
No. Ooh.
Shake your letters.
That's a different thing altogether.
Who am I?
Wow.
Shake your letters.
It's a who am I.
Okay.
Do you guys know who am I's? Very well.
I think I quite like these. Because you know when you have the fantails?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you read the paper?
All right, let's give this one a go. Now, if you don't get it, we'll throw it out to the Joyces as well. And they can play the game. Okay, for the first riddle this morning.
Riddle me this.
A cloud was my mother, the wind is my father.
Oh.
My son is the cool stream, and my daughter is the fruit of the land. A rainbow is my bed, the earth my final resting place, and I'm the torment of man. Who am I?
What?
sorry, I missed what you said after riddle.
Oh, yeah. God, okay, I'm going to read it one more time and then I'm going to go to the song.
So we can...
Yeah, digest it.
The cloud was my mother.
Cloud.
The wind is my father. My son is the cool stream. My daughter is the fruit of the land. A rainbow is my bed. The earth, my final resting place. And I'm the torment of man.
Is it a bottom burp?
Wow.
The wind.
Yeah.
Anamovia somehow dissected all that to be farts.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Yeah, think about it. Clouds and winds and streams and things and torment of man.
It's
and
probably Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
I'm going to throw it out to the Joyces because these. Actually, we have a winner.
Oh, we've got a winner.
Already.
It's Rain.
I don't know who sent that through, but it could be Wayne. It's Rain.
It is Rain.
Think about it. It's the torment of man.
The clouds are your mother, of course.
Clouds are your mother. Rainbow is my bed. Well, Earth is the final resting place.
Well, you know why? It's because, like, Wayne's from Brisbane.
Yeah.
And that is the torment of man up there. Isn't it? I like the way that you think.
All right. I'll give you another one. Okay.
Okay.
That was like a practice one.
That was a practice one. We're ready now.
So it's likely not to be a fart.
Well.
Is that what we learned?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
A father's child, a mother's child, yet no one's son. Who am I?
A daughter.
Oh. Anna Murphy.
Oh, look at me go.
That was really good. You did really well. Didn't you do well?
You know what it's like to be a daughter, don't you? Uh-huh. I think that's cheating.
You do too, though.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Last one. Lifeless eyes on my smiling face.
Oh,
and watch. Oh, there you go. Yeah, correct. Well done, Tim.
That was easy.
That was pretty good. lifeless eyes on my smiling face and watch your children's sleeping place. In their dreams, they hold me tight. Who am I?
A teddy bear.
The boogeyman.
Oh. Anna Murphy.
Look at me. I'm really good at
this. Look at you. This is actually really good. Oh, we're going to go to a song. We might come back with a few more of those coming up after this. More Smarty Pants please. On the way.
Committed too, weren't you? Yeah.
Similar.
Have you done?
Because
we've got a guest in the room.
Yes.
Sheffy Troy is with us this morning. Good morning. Oh, better turn you on. Hang on. There you go.
Let's
turn
try that again.
On. Are we on now? Morning family. Morning listeners.
Good morning.
Listening to good tunes.
Now, we've been talking this morning about 1.3 million Australians changed jobs during the COVID lockdown.
Yeah, they certainly have.
You've changed jobs as well.
I certainly have. I'm actually getting out of hospitality.
Oh,
wow.
You'll never get out of hospitality.
No, I'll always be cooking. Don't worry
because
about that.
Every second Wednesday, you'll be here
with
us.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely. I'm actually jumping into steel manufacturing with BlueScope.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Well, yeah.
What a big jump.
For you.
So good.
Yeah, just making sure that setting the family up for the future, pretty much.
I think that's what a lot of people did. They went, actually, this is our time to just really get serious about doing stuff that we want to do.
You know, it's a big shout out. So there's a lot of people leaving, and Dr. Rowan said it, leaving the healthcare as well, which is leaving us a bit short. It's a really tough time for hospitality, everything. So our hearts do go out to everyone there. But we do applaud people being able to move on and get new skills and
new employment. 100%. So, and one of your greatest skills is that you'll never lose is making some great leftover stuff.
Yeah, I love leftover food. It's awesome.
All right, what do we got this morning? We've got a beef tostada. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, tostada. Beef tostada. So essentially it's like a flat taco.
Ooh.
Yeah, but like a crispy taco, not the soft ones. So I'm, you know, you all know me. I'm a chef. I like to cook a lot of food at one time.
Yeah.
There's always leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Love a leftover.
So I had steak the other night for dinner. I was trying to figure out what to do with it. So this is pretty much Scotch fillet steak.
Don't mind.
I know, right?
Thank you.
It's just the best. It's the best. So all I've done is gotten a, it's a gluten-free dish, gotten a white corn tortilla.
Yep.
And I fried that up so it's really nice and crispy.
Get some guacamole in there.
Get some guacamole.
Ooh, love that.
And but I mean, I make mine fresh, so it's just a little bit of avocado, lime juice, and salt. That's it.
You'll be fine with that,
Tank. Yep. Yeah,
you could probably buy the low sodium from your
amazing
store.
I'm in.
Just rare seared steak, and then a really nice salsa called pico de gallo.
Can you say that again?
Pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
That's lovely, isn't it?
You got a really good that accent, right?
thank you.
And all that is just tomato, onion, and a little bit of chili with some lime juice and oil. That's it.
Oh, good.
So, amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to try this. It looks amazing. We put the little photo on our Facebook page, The Murphy's Radio. We're going to try it during this song and come back and give it a red hot score.
Awesome.
Oh, very excited. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys, 20 minutes to 8, heading for top of 19 degrees in town. And I tell you what, Chefy Choi has pulled out the beef tostada. Whatever. It's just, you know what, because it's still marinating.
It's still marinating
in my tongue.
It's a beef injection that I love.
It is a beef injection. We go around the room here and give it a bit of a score this morning.
This is going to sound ridiculous because I do the same every time, but there is nothing left on that plate. 10.
Oh, that's a good score from Adam Murphy.
Yeah, the flavour combinations are through the roof. 10.
Yep. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Little hints of chili. The beautiful steak.
I feel
the
like
fresh agor.
This one, for me, was a 9.15.
Oh, my
In
God.
The nines.
In the like, nines.
That's could the have highest done with you've ever given me.
Absolutely. A little bit more steak because I'm very protein-based these days. But you get this morning from us.
Yes!
Simply the best trip.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. That's good. That's a really good one. Are you going to put that on your
Yeah, that's already
Instagram?
Up on Chefy underscore Troy as we speak.
Okay. I tell you what's also on Chefy underscore Troy is a nudie shot of you in Fiji. Is that right? We saw it.
Yeah, I do some silly stuff when I travel overseas, and it's all about trying to make people smile.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's well, put a smile like on a lot of faces.
definitely did. We were in here. I was like, have a look what he's doing.
I did have a mate a little while back, actually. Create a calendar of all my Insta model shots from over the years, and it's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen.
Oh, that's one for the kids, isn't it?
It hangs proudly in my bar.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, listen, thank you so much for this morning.
Coming in. How does your wife go? Because she takes the photos.
Yeah, she loves it.
She kind of likes the rig, so.
What's there not to love? If you want to join, hey, look, can we ask our audience to send us in requests for things?
Yeah,
that
that'd
might be
awesome.
To put together. That would be great.
Yeah.
So no sugar, no salt, no taste.
No gluten.
No gluten. Well,
that's how I live. Chefy, thank you so much.
Always great coming in, guys. Buon appetito. Okay.
Cheers. Cheers.
Last man standing.
Righto, take it away, Timbo.
Alrighty, on a Wednesday, we play Last Man Standing, and here we go. All right, I'm going to give you a topic. It shall go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yes.
Like Dean going to a toasty.
Ah!
Yeah, I like that. That's really good. Love a good toasty.
Yeah. Until somebody swings and misses, slips and falls, lands on their face, and we all point and laugh, and then we throw accolades at the winner.
Yes.
Lovely. Sounds great.
Sounds does sound good,
doesn't
now,
it? Now, I'm losing great wins debate, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
So this is my chance to make it up.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard,
well,
shall we?
Up that.
No,
it'll build my self-esteem.
That's right, make you feel better in another area.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Because it'd be bad if you got a silver again today,
yes.
wouldn't it?
Yes.
What's the
doesn't feel good when I say it because it just looks like I'm going to get punished.
What are we doing? Can we start
in a moment? Yeah. Let's take a look at the scoreboard, shall we?
Yes.
Can we? Yes.
Yes. Anna, you're on 8 points.
Great.
Dean, you're on 7 points.
7 points. Oh, not far behind. That's good.
That's right. Okay. But you are sitting in a comfortable second position. Right.
Thank you. Shut up, you two. All right, let's go. Let's rock it out.
Anna, you are the carryover champion because you were even Stevens Hill last week. You took a giant leap forward with that 1 point.
Yes.
So you'll be kicking off first.
Great.
I feel like she kicks off every week.
Well,
she wins every week.
If you have a win, you'd know what it feels like to go first. But you don't know what it feels like to go first.
You know, your comfort zone is where you
go. Oh, just do it.
I like sick Dean. He's so easily agitated.
I know.
He's like, so easy. All right, then. Kicking off first is Anna Murphy, Dean in sloppy seconds. Today's topic is solo person sports. Sports played by one person.
Diving.
Tennis.
How can...
You're playing it by yourself.
Swimming.
Roller skating. It's a sport.
Gymnastics.
Figure skating.
Snow skiing.
Calisthenics.
Rifling.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The bell went.
I didn't know sports.
We could tell.
So good. You did quite well, though. Yeah. For someone who doesn't know sports, I thought you were going to possibly pull that one out of the last second.
Yes. I thought you might pull a hammy.
Oh.
I like how you really sneakily, though, stole his diving
straight
away.
Yeah, went for diving straight away. I was like, oh, that leaves me with
get him
nothing.
In the weak spot.
That's thank me. You. I'm enjoying that
what
win.
Else? What else is there?
There's lots of things.
Yeah,
there's
so many darts.
Pole vaulting.
Yeah.
Shot put.
Yeah.
Hammer throw.
Okay, all right, well done.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Long
appreciate
jump.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. It is 26 past 7, and we're talking about cocktails or drinks, basically celebrity drinks. Who would you want to guzzle if it was a celebrity drink? Because obviously Elbow's got his own can.
Yeah, which is, yes. Well, personally, I'm going to get my hands on some Brad's spit.
Oh, I like that. Lance has sent through a message here based on shots.
Based off a shot, slippery nipple, I definitely wouldn't mind a slippery Savan.
Oh, slippery Savan, I like that. What about a Sean Penn Cillan? Or if you're going for shots, what about a wet pussycat doll?
Oh, wow. Like what
that
you
is
did
good.
There.
Thank
you. A wet pussycat doll. J-Lo jelly shots.
Oh, J-Lo jelly shots. Oh, they'd be wobbly, wouldn't they?
Or a Rebel Rosé.
Oh, look where she's going with this. This is good.
And a Whitney whiskey sour.
Ah, bring it. Now we're getting creative this morning. I've never seen a Thursday like this before. keep those messages coming through.
It's usually because you're half asleep.
Celebrity drinks, who would you want?
Oh, somebody said
who would you want to guzzle?
A Jake Gyllenhaal sling.
Oh,
is it Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
Sling?
Jake Gyllenhaal sling. Murray. That's delightful.
What about Andy's White Mischief? Sweet aftertaste of milk moustache.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Andy, for contributing this morning.
Wow.
We love your messages. Keep those messages coming through. 0427JOY949 on joy.org.au. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. 10 past 8, heading for a top of 17 degrees in town today. And it's going to take you over to Sudan.
Ooh, love to go there.
Well, maybe not after this story. A sheep, or a ram, has been sentenced to jail for killing a woman over there.
What?
The
ram was, to jail.
Ram was taken. I like the story. To see what see in the story what you if you can think of or you know, hear something which is sounds slightly wrong.
Well, it already sounds wrong that it's gone to jail. Why didn't they just kill it?
The ram was taken into police custody in South Sudan, after it attacked a lady. 45 she was. She later died in hospital. Now,
that's terrible.
Yeah, the ram attacked...
Isn't it standard procedure? I don't know anything about the Sudan. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're... Are sheep holy animals? I'm asking questions.
Well, I'm looking at our producer, but he's...
Can you do some research on that for us while this goes on? That would be great. Now I'm intrigued.
The ram attacked by hitting her ribs, and the old woman died. Now, the part of the story which...
Old... How dare they?
The part of that,
that
story.
That young woman who...
At 45, she's been named an old woman.
Being escorted around and chaperoned. She's so sprightly and young. How dare they?
Anyway, the Rams been taken. There's another part of this story that makes me question, because what happens is, so the Rams gone to jail for 3 years. He's gone to a military camp. For 3 years.
Now, is it a whole animal?
The guy who owned the Ram.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry if I offended anyone. So, I said, why didn't they kill it and eat it? Because you can't.
Because you can't.
Yeah, sorry.
Because
I'm sorry. Well, no, because over here, like if that happened,
well, it'd just
we would just put it down, wouldn't we?
So a ram represents the power to penetrate, overcome, and achieve.
Oh.
It's the assertion of strength.
Oh, and, so oh you wanted to turn it into a Sunday barbecue. Look at you go.
I didn't. Well, for a moment, I was thinking we were like in the outback.
It's okay.
But we're not. We're
I'm not taking
up,
any of the complaints.
I will take them off.
Now, so anyway, can I get on with the story?
Please do.
Okay, so the Ram's gone to military camp or jail for 3 years.
Military camp.
But the guy who owned the Ram, he hasn't been... nothing happened to him.
Why?
Because he didn't. He wasn't the Rammer. He just owned the Ram. So, but he has to, because of what's taken place, he had to give 3 cows over to the family who lost their...
I don't feel like in exchange for somebody's life that 3 cows make.
Well, that's how they do things.
Okay,
Sudan.
I'm not passing judgment on other countries.
But here's
at all.
The strangest part.
I feel
part.
Like that's not.
Well, this is the,
very nice.
Even the more weird part of the story is that once old Rammy McRamram gets out of jail,
it's official title.
He doesn't go back to his owner. The owner has to give him to the family.
So
as
they,
part of the like,
so they
get the ram as well. The ram that killed.
Do they
the family
then
member.
Have him for Sunday dinner?
I would say so. At that point in time, point. I think
wow.
they would, possibly.
What an interesting story.
Fabulous.
With Anna Murphy as the adjudicator, what could possibly go wrong? This is Dinothaurus, only on Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
That's right, that's right. It's Dinothaurus time. For those of you who don't know, this has evolved, this game. So at the moment, it's I give a topic. So today it's going to be 80s bands.
80s bands.
I'm going to... We have changed the name of the 80s band. You need to tell me what the correct one is.
Ooh.
Are we all right?
Yeah.
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm ready to go for this.
I'm all right too. I'm getting my scores ready because I never do that.
You never do that.
Never do that.
Yeah,
so
well
we're ready
done. Welcome
today.
To the game.
Welcome to the game. Your first band, yourself, double.
You two.
You two.
Oh,
two.
Dean Murphy. God.
It is Romper Room in the
head.
It is
Romper
actually.
Room. Okay. Your second band today, female monarch.
Girl Queen.
Queen.
Lady Queen.
Oh. You actually gave that to him because he's staring
I'm just,
at me blindly.
I'm waiting for his responses now.
This one's an Australian band. Could be a bit tricky, but we'll try 12 AM Lube.
Midnight Oil.
Oh!
Wow.
I know both those things.
That was amazing.
I know both those things.
I've been to Midnight and Lube.
Yes, thank you.
Are you playing the game anymore?
I don't know, because I don't... So, our producer, Sam, hello. I didn't thoroughly go through this one, and...
you've hit a snag, have
good
you?
Good luck. This is a singer from the 80s. Good luck. Okay. I don't really understand the reference. Anyway, Kane, Supercraft.
Sugar.
Go with the first one. Kane.
Able. Kane. Stick. Walking stick.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
What was the last bit?
I don't know. He said soup craft.
Oh.
I don't know.
Stew. Soup. Stew.
Art.
Ah.
So I'm going to give you a point, Tim, because you actually...
It's very confusing, though. Yeah, that's actually quite good. Yeah.
Okay. This one is your... fifth song? Hang on. Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm so good at these. 5. Boys in Jobs.
Men at Work.
Oh! Dean Murphy. And this last one, you should get this one. Animal Shop Guys.
Pet Shop Boys.
Oh! Timmy.
Yes! Dean Murphy
score?
Still won 4-3.
Oh!
exciting. It's pretty
exciting.
Close.
Exciting.
So, Dean, you're in the lead.
Thank you very much. I love that game. I love it.
Yeah, you're really good.
We might talk to our producer about the questions.
I'm going to.
Good on you, Sam. Thank you for that.
Goodbye.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.